We got a chance to learn about Tibetan Buddhism today. Our first guest is a spiritual leader within the faith. It turns out there are four different strands of Tibetan Buddhism. Karma Namgyel Rinpoche is with the Drukpa Mila Center, with bases in Oregon, Colorado, and Rinpoche's native Bhutan. He is visiting Southern Oregon for a series of events. He joins us in the studio. Welcome to you. And we also have with us Norma Burton, who is the minister at Unity in Ashland. She's here as well, part of the Circle of Trust Healing Center. We'll learn more about that as we go through. Norma, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
And Faye Fields is with us as well to help with interpretations. Faye is an assistant to Rinpoche. Thank you for joining us, Faye.
Thank you.
So, Norma, you're the one who kind of headed this all up. Rinpoche coming to Ashland. There's quite a series of events going on here. Tell us about the whole plan here.
Yes, we're so excited to have the Rinpoche here. Bhutan is a wonderful country, and I'd like to hear more from him about that. And so blessing many endeavors here in Ashland. He's here to do a fire blessing on Friday morning at Jackson Wellsprings, and on Friday evening he'll be doing a blessing of the new Circle of Trust Healing Center, which is where the Circle of Terran used to be. And he'll be doing a Sunday morning talk at Unity in Ashland, which meets at the Havara at 10:30. He'll be talking on Bhutan's proclamation of their gross national product being happiness. And he'll also be doing a blessing for the Earth Temple on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Havara. The Earth Temple is a wonderful building that we want to build here in Ashland. So those are some of the blessings he'll be doing. The presence of a Rinpoche is a big honor, you know, and we're really glad to have his, all of the blessings that come through his lineage be here in Ashland. That I think will have a special effect on our community.
But that's interesting that it works across faith lines then. So you have Unity and other groups also wanting to bring in a Tibetan Buddhist monk.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful, the day and age that we're living in? I think we've become an omni-faith people, you know, that we respect the golden thread of truth in all lineages.
So Rinpoche, let me turn to you, and I know that we're talking about Tibetan Buddhism here. What makes Tibetan Buddhism different from other kinds of Buddhism, Buddhism from other places?
I think the difference is only there's a different Hinayana and Mahayana, and we are the Vajrayana Buddhism from the Tibetan culture. So, but I'm coming from the Bhutan as a Drukpa Kagyu lineage. That is the difference from the also. It came from Tibet, but it's right now independent, and the different last Shangri-La leftover is in Bhutan.
All right, so there are four different versions of Tibetan Buddhism,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, okay. There is a Kagyu, Nyingma, Gilu, and Sacha. So we are the Kagyu, but from Bhutan as a Drukpa Kagyu lineage.
Are there differences enough, or are they similar enough that they are compatible with one another? I mean, can the different strains?
Yes, they are not much different. They are all same. But only the name have a different, and the where the religion was. So we are in the Bhutan, so that's where we have a Drukpa Kagyu lineage.
Mm-hmm. Are there any differences enough, like within different strains of Christianity, for example, that lead to debates between members of the strains?
They do sometimes debate. They debate about some kind of correction each other. And it's not, but the main idea is the same thing. They're debating or talking about to being which is the best way, easiest way to enlightenment. So that's where they debate on that one, but that's not much different.
When you say easiest way, is it meant to be a spiritual trial in the sense of having to go through some hard things to achieve enlightenment, or is it meant to be something that should be
It's
relatively
not
effortless?
Really. It's a lot of process to doing this once. Mostly we can be easy to become an enlightenment, but there is a lot of, we have to, human nature, we have created a lot of karmas and the obstacles and all those things. So we have to go through all those things to purification and all those things to study and do retreat. And it is not really easy process. But once we have that purification all done, then it is easy process. Yeah.
You came into this line of work very early in life, I noticed. Tell us about your journey and what got you onto this path.
Here?
Why, I mean, you started at age six, didn't you?
As a little boy.
Oh, Yes, but in the family, but in Bhutan, in our culture, but in our time, if you have a couple of sons or three sons or daughters or some, they make one of the sons, they make a monk's youngest son, and then they, if there's no sons, even the daughter, they made nuns. And so because of the, you know, to help, to do something helping for their for their practices, and you know, to taking care of that our culture, because our culture is the Buddhist in Bhutan. So that's we how to take care of our culture and the religion. So they have to have something experience about their religion. So that's where they make one son, or if you don't have a son, the daughter, they make none of the monks to help for the spiritual directions.
We're talking to Karma Namgyel Rinpoche of the Drukpa Mila Center. He is in Southern Oregon for a couple of days' worth of events. So we're joined by Norma Burton, the minister at Unity in Ashland, and Faye Fields is an assistant to Rinpoche. If you have questions or comments, we welcome them. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you're saying that basically one member of every family is going to be devoted to spiritual practices?
Yes, yes, because we have, you know, this is our culture. Every year, it's the same like here in United States, like a Thanksgiving and Christmas and all those things. But we have a different way. We have to gather together, big ceremony every year. But 2 days puja, 3 days puja, 1 day puja, they do different things every in our culture. But that time is one of the main idea was all the family gather together. That's the one's best chances to get the family together and relative all get together. So that time it is very popular in our Bhutan, the winter, the all monks are busy doing the ceremony for each homes. But that time, if you have your own monk or own nun, so we don't have to worry because they can bring the group of the monks or nuns to do all those celebrations for the puja.
Do you have a choice at some point? I mean, if you'd said around age 13 or so, I don't want to do this anymore, would that have been an option?
There is options. There is, you don't have to be there. But once you are studying, for myself, experience, I started from the age 6. It is a little bit difficult with, without family. But still, once you learn and once you understand the benefit what we are doing, so even you don't want to come out from that monastery to being the, really enjoy to be a monk in the monastery. And what I'm doing, the work is, you know, serving, helping to the other peoples and doing my family, taking care of our culture and the religion and taking care of all the families and all people in the village. And that's, and I'm happy to stay there in the monastery. You even don't want to come out from there.
It had become home to you very quickly.
Yes,
it,
it is. It is the more than you care. The monastery, we care more than our home.
Let's talk about the general attraction of Buddhism, because, you know, there's so many spiritual leaders from that part of the world who can draw large crowds. When the Dalai Lama, for example, comes to Eugene, he can fill up an entire basketball arena, and larger crowds than that have shown up to see him as well. And I'm just curious to know, from your perspective as a monk within this faith, what the attraction is to people who might not have ever set foot in a church or other house of worship, why they would come out to see you or to see the Dalai Lama.
But the people coming to see me is actually not as a Karma Namgyel, but the title which I have, the Rinpoche. That means I am experienced from the age 6 to the monastery and all the healings and chantings and experience of the dancing and fire ceremonies and all those things which I learned. And because of the, you know, most important is a treasure coming from Bhutan is more Buddha compassion. And we once we into that experience of that one, and, you know, it's a lot of, it's not myself, it is me, what I'm teaching and what I'm doing is a compassion work. So that's where people, they feed on the compassion. That's where they are coming to see us now. But that's where, when Dalai Lama comes, why is it crowd too much, many people? Because of the real, this Buddha compassion is in this, in the, you know, stadiums. So that's where people have a chances to listen about his talk about compassion, and they can feel about the compassion, and they can see about the compassion.
And Norma Burton, as the person who's helping Rinpoche come to Southern Oregon, you've put together quite a list of events here. And I imagine there's no doubt in your mind you'll have a pretty good showing for any of these.
Yes, we surely hope so. I think Buddhism is of great interest to people in the United States because, as the Rinpoche is saying, we are wanting to have a non-dualistic mindset, which is beyond enemies, no enemies out there, looking at the world through the eyes of compassion and seeking understanding. So people are really drawn to Buddhism for that reason, I think.
Tell us about the blessing circle that you had described, one of the events that's coming up this week for Rinpoche.
Yes, we're having various blessings, as I said, and one of them is going to be at the Circle of Trust Healing Center, and people can come and meet at Jackson Wellsprings at 5:30 and get a ride and carpooling up there. There's going to be a big fire ceremony at Jackson Wellsprings during the day on Friday. Then on Saturday, a wonderful blessing ceremony for the Earth Temple at the Havara at 2 p.m.
It's the Circle of Trust I was interested in because it's not a term I've heard before. What is that about? You mentioned that it's occupying the space that was once the Circle of Terran outside Ashland.
Right. You know, that beautiful building. Yes, I formed a business that is purchasing that center, and we're going to be having it be for the purpose of deep cleansing and recovery. So there'll be guests that come there for the healing processes. So this will be opening this fall. So it's wonderful timing to have the Rinpoche come and bless the opening of this wonderful healing center that will be here in the valley.
Norma Burton is the minister at Unity in Ashland. She is here with Karma Namgyel Rinpoche of the Drukpa Mila Center, who is in Southern Oregon for a series of events set up by Norma. Faye Fields is with us as well. Rinpoche, back to you then. You are from Bhutan. Do you return there? Do you live part of the time there? I'm trying to figure out where you spend most of your time.
Yeah, I've grown up in Bhutan, Paro. Paro is the one of the, right now, international airport is there in the Paro. So I grown up there, and my monastery is the Paro Rimpungzong. That is the size of the 500 monks are living there. So I came from there in 1996 in this country, United States, study English. And, you know, to share of what we have special in our country is the peace and happiness. So that's where I really want to do this work, to study English so that I came here and start learning English and trying to do this healing work and the teachings around the United States to benefit and to try to stop disasters not to come in this country.
Much has been said about Bhutan and the fact that it has something a little rare in the world where we always measure economic activity and gross domestic product or gross national product. Bhutan measures gross national happiness. Is this a concept that that we're hoping will catch on in other parts of the world?
I think, yes, they are doing this one. But gross national happiness, because we have the good leader or the king, Jimmy Kisan Namgyel Wangchuk. He is very young, and he was focusing on that gross national happiness. And our prime minister also, same thing, he follow up to what our king does. And that's why the gross national happiness is important for in our country, because our king was saying that what we have, the culture, we need to take care of that as before. And what we have income, what we have right now, is to be what we have in our country to be happy, but not... So that's why it's a main idea is the one we need to... The oldest culture in this country, in Bhutan, and then culture and that lineage of the religion, and then of the how happy right now our country, what we have is enough to being happy. So that's why our king is focusing on that one.
That's a fairly radical view in today's world, isn't it?
Yes.
How is gross national happiness measured? I mean, how do they? I mean, because if they're trying to come up with figures, for example, or measurements, how do they do that?
I think it's not really can say the measurement or this is how is it. I have not much, but that is the most like our king. Jigme Singye Wangchu, the fourth king, he is mentioned that gross national happiness. But I am not about that much experience. But the truth from our happiness is the most like, you know, culture is Buddhism. And the culture and Buddhism taking care what is before 1,000 years ago, what is it before. So that's where I think that is the one I know about it.
you mentioned the message of compassion that people get from Buddhism, no matter what their faith are. Are there things that they can take from the things that you say back into their own faiths? I mean, for example, with Norma Burton here, you've been given a chance to talk to people who do practice some spiritual practices. You know, are the messages of your branch of Buddhism transferable to other religions?
Yes, now we are open that one. Or the fifth king thinks the world is opening now, everything. But we didn't object any other religion coming in our country. But there is a Christianity and there is a Hindu and there is some Muslim also in our country now. But still, the basic what we have the other religion is also what is supposed to be their own religions, to be not any kind of not any complex with that, no complex with any others. So that's we it is. We have opened all the other religions to coming in. So, but you know, wherever they comes in our country about the other religion, mostly they focus on the compassion. So that's we that our country is set up as like Buddha compassion, way of the Buddha compassion, because of the we have the treasure of the Buddha compassion for a long time ago in Bhutan, from Tibet.
Karma Namgyal Rinpoche has been our guest on the Jefferson Exchanges with the Drukpa Mila Center, with bases in Oregon, Colorado, and his native Bhutan, visiting Southern Oregon for a series of events organized, as you heard, by Norma Burton, the minister at Unity in Ashland. There's a series of events coming up. Faye Fields is an assistant to Rinpoche. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. We really enjoyed being here.
Thank you.